2 Samuel chapter 14. Now Joab the son of Zeruiah perceived that the king's heart was toward Absalom. And Joab sent to Tekoa, and fetched a wise woman from there, and said to her, I ask you, to pretend to be a mourner, and put on now mourning clothes, and do not anoint yourself with oil, but be as a woman who has for a long time mourned for the dead. And come to the king, and speak in this manner to him. So Joab put the words in her mouth. And when the woman of Tekoa spoke to the king, she fell on her face to the ground, and kneeled to him, and said, Help, O king. And the king said to her, What ails you? And she answered, I am indeed a widow woman, and my husband is dead. And your handmaid had two sons, and they two strove together in the field, and there was no one to part them, but the one struck the other, and killed him. And, indeed, the whole family has risen against your handmaid, and they said, Deliver him who struck his brother, that we may kill him, for the life of his brother whom he killed. And we will destroy the heir also. And so they shall quench my coal which is left, and shall not leave to my husband neither name nor remainder upon the earth. And the king said to the woman, Go to your house, and I will give charge concerning you. And the woman of Tekoa said to the king, My lord, O king, the sin is on me, and on my father's house, and the king and his throne is guiltless. And the king said, Whoever says anything to you, bring him to me, and he shall not touch you any more. Then she said, I ask you, let the king remember the Lord Jehovah, your God, that you would not allow those who want to avenge blood to destroy any more, lest they destroy my son. And he said, As the Lord Jehovah lives, there shall not one hair of your son fall to the earth. Then the woman said, Let your handmaid, I ask you, speak one word to my lord the king. And he said, Say on. And the woman said, Why then have you thought such a thing against the people of God? Because the king does speak this thing as one which is faulty, in that the king does not fetch home again his banished. Because we must needs die, and are as water spilled on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. Neither does God respect any person. Yet he devises means, that his banished not be expelled from him. Now therefore I have come to speak of this thing to my lord the king, it is because the people have made me afraid. And your handmaid said, I will now speak to the king. It may be that the king will perform the request of his handmaid. Because the king will hear, to deliver his handmaid out of the hand of the man who would destroy me and my son together out of the inheritance of God. Then your handmaid said, The word of my lord the king shall now be comfortable. Because as an angel of God, says my lord the king to discern good and bad, therefore the Lord Jehovah, your God will be with you. Then the king answered and said to the woman, I ask you. Do not hide from me, the thing that I shall ask you. And the woman said, Let my lord the king now speak. And the king said, Is the hand of Joab not with you in all this? And the woman answered and said, As your soul lives, my lord the king, no one can turn to the right hand or to the left from anything that my lord the king has spoken. Because your servant Joab, he asked me, and he put all these words in the mouth of your handmaid. To fetch about this form of speech your servant Joab has done this thing, and my lord is wise, according to the wisdom of an angel of God, to know all things that are in the earth. And the king said to Joab, Indeed now, I have done this thing. Go therefore, bring the young man Absalom back. And Joab fell to the ground on his face, and bowed himself, and thanked the king, and Joab said, Today your servant knows that I have found grace in your sight, my lord, O king, in that the king has fulfilled the request of his servant. So Joab arose and went to Geshur, and brought Absalom back to Jerusalem. And the king said, Let him turn to his own house, but do not let him see my face. So Absalom returned to his own house, and he did not see the king's face. But in all Israel there was no one to be so much praised as Absalom for his beauty, from the sole of his foot even to the crown of his head there was no blemish in him. And when he cut his hair, because it was at every year's end that he cut it, because the hair was heavy on him, therefore he cut it. He weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels, about 5 pounds, 2.28 kilograms, after the king's weight. And to Absalom there were born 3 sons, and 1 daughter, whose name was Tamar, she was a woman of beauty. So Absalom lived 2 full years in Jerusalem, and did not see the king's face. Therefore Absalom sent for Joab, to have him sent to the king, but he would not come to him. And when he sent again the second time, he would not come. Therefore he said to his servants, Look, Joab's field is near mine, and he has barley there, go and set it on fire. And Absalom's servants set the field on fire. Then Joab arose, and came to Absalom to his house, and asked him, Why have your servants set my field on fire? And Absalom answered Joab, Look, I sent to you, saying, Come here, that I may send you to the king, to say, Why have I come from Geshur? It had been good for me to have been there still, now therefore let me see the king's face, and if there is any sin in me, let him kill me. So Joab came to the king, and told him. And when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king, and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king. And the king kissed Absalom.